जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना। यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग। Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribol. Jai Gaura Premanande, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone for the today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before beginning, seek all of your blessings so that we can genuinely try to discuss some of the points which Prabhupada has shared. And today we are entering into the one of the most beautiful chapter, which is sung by one of the Mahajans, that is Lord Shiva himself, which is called as a Rudra Geet. And this chapter is in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 24th chapter. So today we will see the first section of this chapter, that is first verse to seventh verse. Beginning with, this is the discussion happening between Maitreya Muni and Vidurji. So we'll recite this first verse of this chapter. Maitreya Uvacha Vijitasvo Adhirajase Prithuputra Prithushravaha Yavi Yobhyo Adat Kashta Bhratrabhyo Bhratrubhasalaha Maitreya Uvacha Vijitatsvo Adhirajase Prithuputra Prithushravaha Yaviyobhyo Adat Kashta Bhratrabhyo Bhratrvatsalaha Maitreya Uvacha Vijitasvo Adhirajase Prithuputra Prithushravaha Yaviyobhyo Adhat Kashta Bhratarbhyo Bhratarvatsalaha. Bhratrabhyo Bhratrvatsalaha Maitreya Uvacha Vijitasvadhirajase Prithuputra Prithushrava Yaviyobhyo Adat Kasta Bhratrabhyo Bhratrvatsala. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ విజితాశ్వధిరాజాసే పృథుపుత్ర పృథుష్వ భ్రాతృభ్యో భ్రాతృవత్సల మాతజీస్ ఉవాచ విజితాశ్వభిరాజాసే పృథుపుత్ర పృథుశ్రవా రాత్రభ్యో భృతుర్వత్సల మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ విజితాశ్వధిరాజాసే పితృపుత్ర పృథుశ్రవాః యవీయోభ్యో అదాత్ కాష్టా భ్రాతృభ్యో భ్రాతృవత్సలాః మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూ టు స్పీక్ విజితాశ్వ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ విజితాశ్వ అధిరాజా ది ఎంపరర్ ఆసీత్ బికేమ్ పృథుపుత్రః ద సన్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ పృథు పృథుశ్రవః ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ యాక్టివిటీస్ యవీయోభ్యః అన్ టు ద యంగర్ బ్రదర్స్ అదదాత్ ఆఫర్డ్ కాష్ఠః డిఫరెంట్ డిరెక్షన్స్ భ్రాతర్భ్యః అన్ టు ది బ్రదర్స్ భ్రాతర్వత్సలః వెరీ ఎఫెక్షనేట్ టు ది బ్రదర్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్ విజితాశ్వ ది ఎల్డెస్ట్ సన్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ పృథు who had a reputation like his father's, became emperor and gave his younger brothers different directions of the world to govern. For he is very affectionate towards his brothers. Purport. After describing the life and character of Maharaj Prithu in the previous chapter, the great sage Maitreya began to speak about the sons and the grandsons in the genealogical line of the Prithu dynasty. After the death of Maharaj Prithu, his eldest son, Vijitaswa, became emperor of the world. King Vijitaswa was very affectionate towards his younger brothers, and therefore he wanted them to rule the different directions of the world. From time immemorial, the eldest son generally becomes the king after the death of the previous king. When the Pandavas ruled the earth, Maharaj Yudhishthir, the eldest son of King Pandu, became emperor, and his younger brothers assisted him. Similarly, King Vijitaswa's younger brothers were appointed to govern the different directions of the world. You'll offer prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Ch చక్షురోల్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప గదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుర్వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతా సహగణ లఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతృషే నమః వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే నిమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే మూకం కరోతి వాచారం పంగులం యత్కృపాతో వందే శ్రీ గురు దీనతారం చైతన్యేశ్వర మాధవ హరే కృష్ణ. సో యెస్టర్డే పార్సక ప్రభు వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. యునో ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ క్యాన్ లీడ్ టు ఐదర్ డిగ్రేడేషన్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆర్ యునో ఎలివేషన్. సో హీ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ కృతి అండ్ ప్రకృతి. యునో కృతి ఈజ్ ద వన్ విచ్ ఈస్ బీంగ్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ the people of this material world, and prakriti is the one which is created by the Lord himself. So the human form is created by the Lord, and all necessary facilities which is required to maintain this human form is also being created by the Lord. And at the same time, the Lord mentions in Gita that, you know, to please the Lord, you need not, make some artificial things. You need not, arrange for big, big things. Like, you know, someone said Prabhuji, today we have offered pizza to the Lord. Today we have offered pasta to the Lord. So what kind of different varieties we can offer more so that, you know, the Lord is pleased. You know, the Lord nowhere mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that, you know, you need to offer the delicious items. It is compulsory to offer, you know. But the Lord said, just simplest activities which is he has created in this prakriti, you know, like patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. A simple leaf is sufficient enough to please the Lord. So, yesterday also we could see how the Prithu Maharaj's pastimes have been described since so many days, and what was the Phalashruti in that. So Phalashruti, we could see that, you know, by hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, or the Lord's devotees, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. So what is the result? One becomes firmly fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, who in this material world wants to get this Phalashruti? That is again a big question mark. You know, when we share with the mortal world people, they say, matlab iske andar, you know, what is the big deal in this? What will happen? Then here, Prabhupada very beautifully mentioned that this position can also be achieved very easily by narrating the history of the life of Prithu Maharaj regularly every day. And we are very fortunate enough that by the arrangements of His Grace Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu and, you know, Govardhanik village devotees, that we are getting this set up to hear every day. And, you know, it has, it's like, you know, Srila Prabhupada's blessings, that at all these centers of the ISKCON, we have this fortunate blessing to hear the right information. You know, like Parsaka Prabhu mentioned, right information will lead to right destination. So today we will continue, our journey of discussion ahead, wherein Prithu Maharaj has handed over his responsibilities to his son. And what was his son's name? Vijitaswa. In today's first verse it came. So before we enter into the chapter, so let's see what all is there in this chapter to hear all of us. So this chapter 24 of the fourth canto is titled as Chanting of the Song Sung by the Lord Shiva. So this is a famous Rudra Geet, and this is a chapter which gives you Phalashruti at the end of this chapter itself. We need not have to wait for one canto to cover, or, you know, it's like four. Generally, a Phalashruti comes after you complete around 4 or 5 chapters. But here, by the blessings of, the Lord Shiva, one gets Phalashruti right at the end of this chapter. So what is there in this chapter for us? Total 79 verses are there. First to 15th is the genealogical line of the Prithu Maharaj, which we will see the one section of that, first verse to 7th verse. Then 16 to 32 is the Prachetas meeting Lord Shiva. There were 10 of them. And 33 to 68 is the heart of this chapter, which is the Rudra Geet, wherein Lord Shiva himself praying to Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu or Vasudev. And then 69 to 79 verses, that is, the Lord Shiva himself says how to chant it, and the Phalashruti one gets. What is a Phalashruti again? Before starting the chapter, we'll see what is there in the treasure house, so that our eagerness to hear each and every word of this chapter will be to the fullest extent. And specifically, it is very important for us when we are practicing at the sadhana stage. First one Lord Shiva says is, one becomes a devotee. One becomes a devotee. Devotee means, Lord Mahaprabhu said, even someone chanting one name of the holy name of the Lord is a devotee. And after that, he attains bhakti, which is very rare again. And yes, when one becomes devotee and one attains bhakti, then automatically one is free from the bondages of this material world, of this karma. So this is the treasure house which is there for all of us. And yes, of course, only a devotee can understand this, because when we, you know, like when we reach out to the tribal areas across, you know, in and around this district, when we discuss Prabhupada books and mentions, you know, you become bhakta when you hear Gita, when you try to practice whatever the Lord Krishna has narrated, you know, to Arjuna, you becomes a devotee. You know, automatically a question mark comes, devotee banke karna kya hai? You know, what will I do after becoming a devotee? So then, you know, there we, it's like their Shraddha is, you know, like coming together, celebrating festivals together, you know, like indirectly, you know, informing them, yes, you offer whatever you have to the Lord, and the Lord will drive away your miseries. So then such category of people try to correlate with. But here, Srimad Bhagavatam is there for all of us, wherein the treasure house, the most jewel is the bhakti. So that is there in this chapter for all of us. And that's what the Falshruti was there in the last chapter also, wherein one can attain bhakti, one can attain devotional service, one can attain the lotus feet of the Lord by continuously narrating this Prithu Maharaj pastimes. But often what happens, now to become a devotee or in this bhakti, in this devotional service, we need someone's help. You know, in school or in studies, one needs help of a teacher. And after coming back from school, he needs help of his friends. So in similar lines, in devotional service also, we need help of devotees. So that famous story comes, you know, that simple one, that one boat was going in an ocean, and one miserly person was sitting there, and he fell down into the ocean, and he was saying, "Bachao, bachao, save me, save me, save me." So then one person who was sitting on the boat, he was saying, "Okay, yes, please give your hand, please give your hand." But he was so miser that he was still saying, "Save me, save me, save me." It seems that he was not able to understand, "Give your hand, give your hand." But one of his friend was sitting on the boat, he said, instead of asking to give your hand, you say, "Take my hand." Then he started saying, "Take my hand, take my hand, take my hand." Then person immediately catch hold of the hand, and yes, you know, like immediately he came up to the boat. So similarly in this the devotees are like those helping hand. They say, "Come for the programs." We say, "No, we have so and so job to do. We have so many responsibilities, you know." Then what devotees do? Like, you know, generally during our college days, when devotees used to invite, so even though the classes were, you know, getting leaved early, but those question answer sessions in the tuition classes with the college days. So the class used to get over at 10 o'clock in the night. And devotees would invite for the program. That program is there between 8 to 10. So please come at least 5 minutes before the program ends. Then also we used to say, "Okay, yes, yes, we will try to come, we'll try to come." But one time one devotee said, "Yes, even though it is 11 o'clock, still you can come." So, you know, we used to like imagine how it is, you know, 10 o'clock the program is ending and it's already late night. So devotees, so that devotee was so, you know, so loving and caring, he said, he was still awake till the time I received, you know, I went to that base for the program and he made a plate of prasad to, you know, to offer. So what did he receive from me? Nothing. Practically nothing. This was way back, 10 years back. But he was, that devotee was like a helping hand who was saying, don't give me, take my hand. So in this association of devotional service, we need helping hand. But after after practicing for few years, it is also necessary to take, you know, to hear from them, to take instructions from them. And when we are sufficiently convinced, it is our responsibility to give our hand to someone also. And that is what it is called. You know, it's like Prabhupada has established this movement wherein it is necessary for a devotee to give helping hand to others so that others can also climb on this boat. Others can also climb on this boat. Others can also take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's what the Prithu Maharaj's pastimes in the last chapter mentioned. One who hears the narration of the Lord gets firmly fixed onto the lotus feet of the Lord. And when others gets opportunity to get fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord, by that, Prabhupada mentions in that purport, ki one can easily cross over this material ocean. Because people are drowning in this ocean of the material world. And they are saying, save me, save me, save me. But a devotee, one who is very intelligent, he tries to trick, you know, like spread a net in such a way that, you know, he can, that all those who are drowning in this material world can try to take shelter of this helping hand. So, then coming back to the first verse of this chapter, here Prithu Maharaj has handed over his responsibilities to the eldest son, who was Vijitasva. And very beautifully Prabhupada mentions here that Vijitasva has, you know, it's not like that, you know, the eldest son took the entire responsibilities and he has just distributed small things to his brothers. But he has equally shared the kingdom of the four directions. Here it comes that he gave his younger brothers the different directions of the world to govern, for he is very affectionate towards his brothers. So then he gave the examples of the Pandavas, where the Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers also assisted him, which is again contradictory to this modern context, wherein people will feel, okay, yes, I want equal rights. You know, the moment the child is born, you know, it's like, you know, in a family, small kids, when they are playing around, even at their level also, they try to fight for the equal share, equal responsibilities. So we need to realign to the right source of Srimad Bhagavatam, or to the right information wherein we can realign our thoughts towards the instruction of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like again, one more example, it comes, like, you know, in a family, we see the role of husband, role of wife, role of kids. So practically each and every role is equally important. like in last session also we discussed that for around one post for an institution, it was somewhere around like assistant officer somewhere. So many people applied for that post, but coincidentally from a same family, the both husband and wife also applied. So that competition is there within a family itself. Point which we are trying to discuss is the role of each and every individual within a family is equally important, whether one may be housewife, whether one may be working at the companies, whether one is student also, or even after getting retired. You know, like some people say, after 60 years, 65 years, 70 years, what is the use of that person? In one of the village, when we were reaching out, one person said, my relative is too old. We asked how old she is. They said 85 years. How much? 85 years old. Then I said, okay, serve them nicely. They are your elders. They can give you blessings. They can guide you. So they said, no, we want her to. Hope you all have understood. We want her to go back as early as possible. We were shocked. people with such mindset also have, this is the effect of Kali Yuga. And then we were few of us, we're discussing that what is the role of an 85-year-old lady into our family. She cannot work, she cannot cook, she cannot do those physical activities. But what she can do, the entire family cannot do. And that is the most jewel, that is the guidance. The experience the senior members in a family has, which they have gathered for more than 5-6 decades, that experience they can share, that guidance they can give. So that is what the wealth, each and every family member in a family can have equal responsibilities, and all responsibilities are equally important. Then in text number 2 we'll go through the translations. Maharaj Vijitasu offered the eastern part of the world to his brother Haryaksha, the southern part to Dhumrakesha, the western part to Vrika, and northern part to Dravina. Formerly, Maharaj Vidhichaswa pleased the king of heaven, Indra, and from him received the title Antardhana. His wife's name was Shikhandini, and by her he begot 3 good sons. Then the 3 sons of Maharaj Antardhan. Maharaj Antardhan is nothing but Vidhichaswa himself. The 3 sons of Maharaj Antardhan was named Pavaka, Pavamana, and Suchi. Formerly, these 3 personalities were the demigods of the fire, but due to the curse of great sage Vasishtha, they became the sons of Maharaj Antardhan. As such, they were as powerful as the fire gods, and they attained the destination of mystic yoga power, being again situated in the demigods of fire. Then 5th verse it says, Maharaj Antardhan had another wife named Nabhaswati. And by her, he was happy to beget another son called Havirdhan. Since Maharaj Antardhan was very liberal, he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. We could hear that Prithu Maharaj's famous 99 score. So in that sacrifice, the last horse was being stolen by Indra repeatedly. So here, very interestingly, it's few lines Prabhupada mentions. It is understood in various scriptures and Puranas that the king of heaven, Indra, was very expert in stealing and kidnapping. He could steal anything without being visible to the proprietor. And he could kidnap anyone's wife without being detected. Again it mentions, although Antardhan could understand that King Indra was stealing the horse from his father, he did not kill Indra, for he knew that if one who is very powerful sometimes commits an abominable act, it should be degraded. It should be disregarded. Sometimes, in our devotional community also we may not understand with our naked eyes. It may appear that sometimes some senior devotees' activities may sometimes, visible as it's not appropriate. He should not do like this. But when we are staying in a devotional community, sometimes it's healthy for ourselves. It's healthy for ourselves to disregard, to not take that much seriously. And here, the Lord says that even if a devotee commits an abominable act, again, it is like when we are seeing others making mistake, we should not take that much seriously. But for ourselves, we should not think like that. I am making mistakes. So others should not take seriously. So it's not me, vice versa. The Lord says that even if a devotee commits an abominable act, he should be considered a sadhu or a pious man because of his unflinching devotion to the Lord. The devotees of the Lord never willingly commit any sinful act, but sometimes they commit something abominable due to their previous habits. So we should consider that it is just because of the trace of the habits those activities are visible. Such acts should not be taken very seriously. However, because the devotees of the Lord are very powerful, whether they are on the heavenly planets or on this planet, if by chance they commit something abominable, it should not be taken into account but should be overlooked. Then text number 6 comes. Whenever Antardhan, the supreme royal power, had to exact taxes, punish his citizens or fine them severely, he was not willing to do so. Although he was a king, but he was not willing to do so, because sometimes some people in a responsible position may not be comfortable for all kind of activities. So King Vijitasva was not willing to do so. Then what he did? Consequently, he retired. Within 6 verses, he retired. Consequently, he retired from the execution of such duties. And what he did? As taught by his father, as an exemplary father, he learned from him and he engaged himself in the performance of different sacrifices. That is devotional service. It is clear herein that the king sometimes has to perform duties which are not very desirable. Because many times he has to punish whoever is not fulfilling the norms, just because he is a king. Similarly, Arjuna was not at all willing to fight, because fighting or killing one's own kinsmen and family members is not at all desirable. Nonetheless, The Kshatriyas has to perform such undesirable actions as a matter of duty. Sometimes certain activities we have to perform as a duty. So Maharaj Antardhan was not very happy while exacting taxes or punishing the citizens for their criminal activities. So from this it is very clear when one is not comfortable, because for this kind of activities, each one and everyone may not be, you know, they may not easily do such activities. So when one is not comfortable, then one can humbly express that such kind of activities is very difficult for one's service. So Maharaj Antardhan was not very happy while exacting taxes and punishing the citizens for their criminal activities. Therefore, on the plea of performing sacrifices, he retired from the royal majestic power at the very early age. And this is the text 7, which is again coming back, coming to the how Maharaj Antardhan performed devotional service here. Although Maharaj Antardhan was engaged in performing sacrifices, because he was a self-realized soul, he very intelligently rendered devotional service to the Lord, who eradicates all the fears of his devotees. By thus worshipping the Supreme Lord, Maharaj Antardhan, wrapped in ecstasy, attained his planet very easily. And here how Prabhupada mentions the different limbs of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmani Vedanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is a famous verse which is being quoted by Prahlad Maharaj himself in the 7th canto, 5th chapter. So devotional service is called Kirtana Yajna, and by practicing this Sankirtana Yajna, which is a Yuga Dharma of this Kali Yuga, one is very easily elevated to the planet where the Supreme Lord resides. One of the 5 kinds of liberations. That is achieving the same planet where the Lord resides and living with the Lord, that there is called Salokya liberation. So Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, that's what Prahlad Maharaj also elaborately explains, that one of the first limb of devotional service, which is very important, that is Shravanam. But many a times in our devotional service, like we discussed, the taking helping hand of a devotee means hearing to a devotee. And hearing to a devotee means hearing the right instruction and the right information by which we can align our system in such a way that we can perform devotional service with the right goal. So one time, there is a beautiful story which comes, one can take the association of a sadhu very sincerely, or the instruction of, all of you may know that, but still we will repeat. Once there was a king, and regularly, they used to have sadhus in their kingdom. Nowadays, there is not like that, but it's like a king in his kingdom used to have sadhu for the regular guidance for the spiritual activities. So this sadhu was regularly guiding the king, guiding him to perform devotional service, guiding him, this kingdom is, once you have to leave this all, so please try to achieve that wealth which you can take beyond this life. So that king was very much, he want to avoid him. What is this daily job, hearing, chanting? So then one day that sage also recognized that this king wanted to avoid me. So he said, you know, like, do one thing. You know, if you do one thing, then I will also, you know, I will not bother you much. Then the king was very eager to hear. He says, what is that thing which I have to do? He said, appoint a minister in your kingdom who is the most foolish in your entire Rajya or in their entire, kingdom. So he said, yes. He ordered his ministers, go and search for that person who is most foolish. I want to appoint him. Because internally he was thinking, I want to avoid this sadhu, because this sadhu was bothering me again and again. You know, practice devotional service, chant the holy name of the Lord. Then all the ministers, as per the instruction of the king, they went for a search of whom? The most foolish person in the entire kingdom. Then they started searching, and then, you know, they find a person who was sitting on a branch of a tree. Sitting on a branch of a tree, and he was trying to cut his own branch. Sitting on the other side of the branch, not on the tree side. He was sitting on the rear end. So obviously, as you know, like when we see such a person, we see that he's cutting his own branch, and within very short time he will fall down, isn't it? So this minister said, "Hey, what are you doing this? You will fall down in just few minutes." So that person was saying, no, you all are foolish, you go back. So he was saying that, no, he was not agreeing to that. He was still going on cutting and cutting. So then within few minutes he fell down. So as soon as he fell down, that foolish person, he started offering obeisances unto these ministers. He said, you all are great astrologers. He said, you all are great astrologers. You have predicted my future. You said within few minutes you will fall, and I fell down. So then then this minister said, yes, now we have confirmed that he is the most foolish person. Because it is logical that if you cut his own branch, then, you know, it is like a bit obvious he will fall down. So they brought him to the king. They said, yes, we brought the most foolish person in the entire kingdom. So then king was very happy to his ministers, because he wanted to avoid his sage. So immediately on the spot, he appointed as, from today onwards, you are being appointed as the chief minister of this kingdom. So then from next day onwards, sadhu didn't came. Sadhu said, okay, yes, well done. Then few hours passed, you know, like that, days and days passed. So that king has so many number of queens, so much of wealth, so many ministers. Within just a second, each and everything used to come to him. Then one fine day came where he was about to leave. He was about to leave his body. Then he realized that, you know, I have to leave this body. He called each and everyone in his kingdom. It's like, obviously, each and, you know, the queens came, the ministers came, everyone came. So the king said, is everyone there? No, Maharaj, only one person is missing. Who is that person who is missing? He said, our chief minister is missing. Call him. Immediately you call him. I am just about, you know, to die. Chief minister was called. He was foolish, considered foolish. So he was roaming here and there. He came. Yes, Maharaj. I am about to leave. You know, I am about to die, that king said. So this foolish person said, as usual, the questions. He said, oh, you are going alone? Yeah, I have to go alone. You know, I can take nothing here. Are at least take your coins, at least take few of your coins with you. Then the king said, you are so foolish. You don't know that when a person dies, you know, he has to go alone. Oh, so you cannot take your coins. So at least take some food so that in your journey you will have something. He said, no, I cannot take even food also. Then he said, you know, it's like, should I come with you? Then the king said, you are really foolish. You don't know. No one can come when a person is about to die. So then he said, because the chief minister, when he was appointed, the king said him that I appointed you as a foolish person. So for this foolish person also, there was an instruction that before you leave, you also hand over your baton to one of the foolish person in this planet. So when this chief minister heard that the king is about to die and he cannot take even a single person with him, even a morsel of food with him, so chief minister said, you are the most foolish person in this planet. So I am handing over my chief minister position to you. So the king said, what is this? No, I have recognized that you are the most foolish person in this planet. You have invested your entire life. You have invested your entire life taking care of this body, taking care of your kingdom, out of which not even a single morsel will help you beyond this body. So from this very, very important lessons, what the acharyas mentioned or the devotees say, that many of us invest, you know, like invest our maximum energy into those things. We know that it will be no more after a couple of decades. But maximum energy we invest onto those things which will stay back here. But that sage, those sadhus has reminded, association of the devotees are continuously reminding us to take up to the devotional service, to take up to that wealth which can help you beyond this life, to acquire that wealth which can help you at the level of soul. But many a times we are, you know, like Prahlad Maharaj says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanam or the hearing is one of the most important limbs of devotional service. So in association of the devotees, we can take maximum benefit when we hear and chant and take up to the devotional service, by which we can acquire that wealth which can help us beyond this life. Because human form is very rare. It is said that it is durlabha manusho janma. Someone said that 84 lakhs species are there. So someone said that, we see so many humans in and around, and that too in a community we see so many devotees. So you say devotees are rare, human beings are rare, but the logical calculation, you know, if we see, it's like out of 84 lakh species, 9 lakh species are the aquatics, 20 lakhs are the trees and plants, 30 lakhs are the animals, 10 lakhs are the birds, 11 lakhs are the insects, and 4 lakhs are the human species. So even if you see calculation wise, out of 84 lakh species, 4 lakh species are human beings. That also is the 5% of the entire species. And out of that 4 lakh species, there are like different gradations. Out of that, getting association of a devotee, getting up to the devotional service is so rare. So this human form or the human birth itself is so rare. Out of that human birth, getting up to devotional service and getting association of devotees is so rare. And that is the actual treasure which we have received. So we can remind ourselves every day by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, taking maximum benefit of the association of the devotees, and our special gratitude to the founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who by His merciful glance He has given us this ISKCON by which we can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, we can take shelter of this boat and very easily cross over this material ocean and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Anyone wants to add anything?
Video dekh dikha raha hai.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Babuji, thank you for the wonderful class. I had a question. Can we emulate Maharaj Antardhan, as you mentioned in one of the verses, probably verse 5 of the chapter, in which he says that he retired from his activities because he wasn't really fond of them. And then he took up to performing sacrifices and devotional service. So in today's age and date, seeing so much inflation around us, are we economically and socially sound to retire from our career if we compare the same and take up to devotional service as a full-time practice? Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So thank you for the wonderful question. Although I don't have that much of experience, but still based on whatever is being shared in the association, it's like taking up to full-time devotional service doesn't mean that we have to leave everything, our responsibilities. But taking up to full-time to devotional service is that even though we are staying in a family, but still we can do full-time devotional service. Like, you know, for example, as soon as we get up early in the morning, the first thing we say, we can offer gratitude to the Lord for giving me one more day. By gratitude, we can begin our day, and then, you know, throughout the day, when we are preparing our meals, when we are preparing our breakfast, lunch, or dinner, before honoring, we can offer it to the Lord as a respect of gratitude. And, you know, as you said, in the day of inflation, many a times in a family, both husband and wife has to go for a job. So, when we are going for a job, you know, before moving out, we can again offer respects to the Lord that, you know, please ensure that my intelligence stays in the right direction. At your service, may I never forget you. May I never forget your bhakti. Because when we are engrossed into this material world, when we are engrossed into the activities, we are bound to forget our goal. But when we are reminded, you know, it's like when we used to work in our in our offices, you know, like 9 to 10 hours continuously sitting on a laptop, those coding and decoding and testing. But, you know, in between, at least 1 minute in 1 hour we can take out to remind that the purpose of this, why we are here. So that will not distract us from our activities which we are doing at our office work, but it will, you know, assure us that we are in the right direction. Then, you know, again when we come back from our duties to home, we can again, you know, express our gratitude to the Lord that you thank you for reminding me. At least during those last 8 hours of my job, I could remind at least 8 times. So by that practicing, and you know, like we have many devotees as an example in our community who has sufficiently worked and did their duties. And at the right age, at the right time, 60 or maybe after 50, they can have sufficient responsibilities to be handed over to their kids and sufficient wealth which can take care of the rest of their life and focus maximum of the energy to acquire the wealth which will take us beyond this life. So we have like many examples, like, you know, in our community, like Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, in our Chopati community, who has set examples which in this age we have. So we can take maximum guidance from this. And I don't, in our community here in GAV also, we have, you know, Adi Keshav Prabhu and Mataji and Mohan Vilas Prabhu's parents. So we have devotees in and around, senior devotees who can, from whom we can take guidance on this. So this was my understanding, but yes, senior devotees can share Adi Keshav Prabhu. And if you want to add something. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.